This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1989.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. I'm glad you could join us, and I do hope you'll stick around for a while. We'll try to make it worthwhile as we sing a bit, stop for an interesting visit in Company Corner, and then wind up with a story that asks the question, what is God like? Have you ever wondered that? Rachel wrote me not long ago and wondered if God was upset because sometimes she doubted that there is a God. I think you'll find our story quite interesting, and just maybe it might answer a question or two you have had about God. Well, cousins, I think it would be good if you started out with some choruses about our great God. Your first one is a favorite of our younger listeners. My God is so big. Hey, if you want some exercise, you might see how high you can stretch on that word big.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty.
This second one is also well known, so everyone sing along. God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God loves me so.
Well, let's take time for one more. It is true that God is big and great and mighty and good, and of course He is loving. But let's never forget that God is a holy God. Now what does that word holy mean? Well, let's get the dictionary down here and let's just take a look and see what the dictionary has to say. Here it is. Holy. Characterized by perfection, separated from evil, commanding absolute adoration and reverence. Let's keep those thoughts in mind as the cousins sing one verse of the old hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
God in three.
after hearing those good songs, I want to stop right here and now and pray. Will you join me?
Bow your heart, let the Savior speak. This moment deep all to Him.
Our great God, our loving Heavenly Father, so many times we stop to pray just when we need something, when we're in trouble. And today we just want to pause to thank you for your greatness. We want to tell you that we believe in you, and we thank you for your word to us, the Holy Bible, in which you have told us how you want us to live. And we tell you today that we believe that you are in control, even when things don't look like it sometimes. We pray today for all of our listening friends. Amen.
You'll be blessed, find trust, you'll gain strength to serve through the miracle, the power of prayer.
Last week, one of the songs the choir sang was about Jesus being the light of the world. Well, Carl liked that song so well, he decided to start his medley with it this week. But before his song, he has some scripture.
John 8, verse 12 and 12, verse 46. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, his glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world, and he shines for you and me. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world, and he shines for you and me. He's the light of the world, and he shines for you and me, for you and me. He's the light.
It's also Melissa's turn to sing, and her song fits perfectly after what Carl told us. Since Jesus is the light, we want to follow in his footsteps. Melissa also has a Bible verse for us, and it starts with the same words as Carl's verse.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. I want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. He is the true and living way. I want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. He's my example every day. From heaven he came, oh, praise his name. Footsteps of Jesus, come let us love and serve and pray. There's victory in the footsteps of Jesus, come let us follow all the way. Come let us follow all the way.
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. 1 Peter 2, verse 21.
Since both Carl and Melissa had Bible verses for us today, that very easily leads us into our visit in Company Corner. And we have a young lady in Company Corner, usually a singer, But this young lady is not going to sing for us. She's going to do something different. First of all, let's find out what your name is. What is your name?
Michelle.
Now, instead of singing, you are going to do some Bible verses, right?
Yes.
In fact, Michelle, you are how old?
6.
And you've learned approximately how many Bible verses?
250.
200. Boys and girls, did you get that? 250 verses that she has learned. Now, I know that you know a phrase for each of the letters of the alphabet. So why don't you start? Now, let's see. You're 6 years old and you're in school. You know your alphabet, right? What's the first letter of the alphabet?
A.
A. All right. Start with A. Give us the letter and then give us the phrase or the verse that goes with that letter, okay?
A friend loves at all times. B, be kind to one another. C, create in me a clean heart, O God. D, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. E, even a child is known by his doings. F, fear God and keep his commandments. G, God is love. H, honor your father and mother.
Oh, Michelle, wait a minute. You know, the boys and girls can't see what you are doing. You're doing something with your hand here as well as saying your verses. What are you doing?
Sign language.
Sign language? Now, what's that for?
For the people that can't hear.
Oh, I see. And so you're doing a sign for each of the letters, right? Well, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I wanted the boys and girls to know what you were doing, even though they couldn't see you. Start with the letter I.
I am the good shepherd. J, Jesus said, let the little children come unto me. K, keep your tongue from evil. L, love one another. M, my son, give me your heart. N, no man can serve two masters. O, give thanks unto the Lord. P, praise ye the Lord. Q, quiet, for this day is holy. R, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. S, seek the Lord where he may be found. T, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. U, unto you, O Lord, do we give thanks. V, verily there is reward for the righteous. W, watch and pray. X, exalt the Lord your God. Y, you are the light of the world. Z, Zion heard and was glad.
Oh, that was so good, Michelle. I liked every one of those verses. And boys and girls, that might be a challenge for you. Take the letters of the alphabet and learn a verse or a phrase to each one of those letters. Thanks for coming in, Michelle, and we look forward to having you come again to Company Corner. Are you using Keys for Kids? You aren't? Well, you're really missing something wonderful. Now, I'm not saying that just because we publish it. I'm saying that because that's what others tell us. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. There's a story for every day, a suggested scripture reading, a how about you section where you can apply what you read to your own life, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for the day. It's all free for the asking. Oh, help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Two more songs before our story called What is God Like? First, we hear from our second cousin, Stacy, Lisa, Carrie, and Todd. They have a song reminder that we all need every day. Instead of griping and complaining, we need to count our many blessings. Sing along if you know it.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will find, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count
Watch our blessing, see what God hath done. Touch our blessing, name them one by one. Touch our many blessings, see what God hath done. Touch our many blessings, see what God hath done.
And now Lisa Sue comes to prepare us for our story by asking the question, how big is God?
Domain. To try to tell, these lips can only start. He's big enough to rule his mighty universe, yet small enough to live within the heart. Though men may strive to go beyond the reef of space, to crawl beyond the world's a room so small within my master's house. The open sky, but a portion of his yard. How big is God? How big and wide his vast domain? To try to tell, these lips can only start. He's big enough to rule his mighty universe.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, is entitled, What is God Like? Several young boys are stretched out on the grass of a city park, their heads together as they talk about the world of baseball. Let's listen to what they're saying. Ted is speaking.
I bet you anything that the Southfield Lions will take first place this year. You can't beat Joe Martin for base running, and Gary Parker is one of the neatest pitchers in the major leagues.
Oh, Ted, what about Mr. Fastball, Mark Kendall? He won more games than anybody did in a long time.
Oh, Brian, you can't go by pitchers. One year they're good, and the next year they're losers. I think managers are what counts, right, Jim?
Sure, Joe, but they have to have a good team to manage if they want to win. Now, if a manager had Don Perry and Speed Gibson on his team, then he'd really have something.
There you go again, just as if pitchers are the whole team. You know, Jim, none of those pitchers strike out every batter. You need a good catcher and good fielders, too. Pitchers can't do it all.
Joe's right, Jim. It takes teamwork. If the players don't do what their manager says, you don't have a team.
My dad thinks Bobby Richardson was the best player the major leagues ever had.
Who's that? What position does he play?
He was one of the greatest infielders in the world, and a real good batter, too. My dad has a book about him.
Isn't he playing anymore?
No. He quit baseball to preach and work with young people.
Quit baseball? How could he ever do that?
Dad says that he believed God wanted him to do that. It was while he was still good, too. Everywhere he went, he told people about God.
Why would God want him to quit playing ball when he was so good? They need good players.
I guess they need good preachers too, Brian.
But I didn't know God was like that, telling somebody to stop playing ball. How did he tell them? How did Bobby know that God wanted him to stop playing ball and start preaching?
My dad didn't say.
I guess he just know.
But how?
I don't know. I guess you just feel all right about it. I wonder what God is really like. I don't know much about him at all.
My dad says God is the boss, and I believe it. When he tells you to do something, you just better do it, or you will wish you had.
You mean God is tough like that? You really think so, Ted?
Sure, just like my dad. God made the world, and us, And he's wanting things.
Aw, Tad, I don't think God is like that. I think he's real nice and kind and loving, like my dad. He wants us to do things his way, 'cause it's best for us. But if we don't obey him, he won't get mean about it.
What do you think God is like, Jim?
I don't really know, Brian. I'd like to, though. If that Bobby Richardson you were talking about thinks so much of God, well, I think I'd like to know him, too. I think I'll ask my folks if I can go to church. Maybe I'll get to know him there.
Hey, Tad, here comes your dad.
Tad, didn't I tell you to be home by 4:30? Now, if you know what's good for you, you'll get home as fast as you can.
I'm sorry, Dad. I forgot.
Then maybe you need something that'll help you remember. Now, get along home.
Ted's dad is real tough. I hope he doesn't get too rough with him.
Me too. I didn't know it was that late. Uh-oh, here comes my sister now. What do you want, Tracy?
Mother sent me after you, Joe. You know Daddy asked you to clean up the yard, and you never did it. Now Daddy's home from work, and he's doing it. Mother said Daddy shouldn't have to do it after working all day.
Okay, I'll come home and help him. I've got to go, guys.
Bye, Joe.
See you tomorrow.
You know something, Brian? I was just thinking about Ted and Joe. Each of those kids thinks that God is just like his dad, and their dads aren't anything alike.
You're right, Jim. They aren't. One is strict, and the other is real easygoing. So God can't be like them. I wonder what he is like. I guess Bobby Richardson knows, but we can't ask him. I really would like to know.
So would I, and I'm going to see if I can find out. Well, I better get home before someone comes after me. Are you coming, Brian?
No, not yet. My dad doesn't get home till 6. I'm going to stay here a while.
Okay, I'll see you, Brian.
After Jim left, Brian rested his head on his folded arms. He was deep in thought. What was God like? How could anyone know him? His thoughts were interrupted by Dave Jackson, who was walking home through the park.
Well, hello there, young fella. Hey, you aren't sick or hurt, are you?
What? Oh, no, sir.
Good. You're Brian Wells, aren't you? I'm Dave Jackson. I work with your dad. I've seen the two of you at the ballpark.
Yeah. You're an umpire sometimes, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Oh, I'm glad you're not sick, Brian. Just napping, I guess?
No, not really. I was thinking real hard.
What were you thinking about so seriously?
God.
Well, that's good. Do you know God, son?
No, but I want to know what he's like. Do you know what he's like, Mr. Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Brian, I do. Because I know God.
You know God?
Mm-hmm.
You really know what he's like?
I sure do. It's easy to know what God is like because he told us in the Bible, God's word. I have a small Bible right here in my pocket.
Then tell me, is he real tough on people or is he soft and easygoing?
Neither, really. Well, first of all, the Bible tells us how great God is. And how he made the world and all that's in it. Chapter 1 of Genesis gives us the account of that. Back here in the book of Peter, we learn that God is holy. That means he can't do anything wrong. He's perfect.
One of my friends says he's kind and loving. Is he?
Yes. He loves us very much.
Then if God loves us, he would never be mean to us, would he?
Not mean, Brian. But God is also righteous. He rewards those who obey him, but he punishes the wicked.
That sounds all right. I think that's the way I'd want God to be.
God is all-powerful, he's all-wise, and all-seeing. Yet he cares about you and me.
That's great. Now I can tell Jim what God is like. He wants to know, too.
But it isn't enough to know what God is like. Don't you want to know him, Brian?
Well, yes, I would. Ted was saying that Bobby Richardson knows him, and that God told him to stop playing baseball and to preach about him.
Remember that I told you God loves us, Brian? In John 3:16, God says he loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to take our punishment for all our sins. Jesus was nailed to a cross, and because he died for us, God can and will forgive our sins if we accept Jesus as our Savior. Do you believe you are a sinner, Brian?
Well, sure. I guess everybody is. But I never thought about Jesus dying for my sins. And he came alive again, didn't he?
Yes. And if you believe in Jesus and what he did for you, God will make you his child. You just turn your life over to him and let him manage it for you.
Oh, I get it. It's just like being on his team, and he tells you what to do.
That's right. He'll put thoughts into your head and love into your heart so that you'll be glad to do what he wants you to do. Let me tell you some more about it, all right? What a great song to end with, for we do have a great and wonderful God who loves us and sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to die for our sins, to rise again, and one of these days to come to take to heaven all those who have trusted him as Savior. Hey, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to check out our new website at www.cbhministries.org. Goodbye now. God bless you. Hey, see you again next week.